So for 12 years, I have mowed 12 feet off my driveway. He's mowed up to his part. He passed away. Mr. Cope over there has purchased it. His property line, when they did the survey, actually sits on top of my driveway all the way down. Now, with that being said, I can't take my motorhome and back in. If he does that, I have to stop on Bee Creek Road, back down Bee Creek Road into my driveway because I have no turnaround down there because he now has the property we thought I had. Two, I have a business, so I store a 18-foot trailer there and a 24-foot flatbed trailer that my employees come to get. They will have to stop on Bee Creek Road and back down Bee Creek Road to get in my driveway to put both of those trailers away. Balan Dog Legs, and he was talking about putting a pond retention center. If he puts that pond retention center where it is, that makes a runoff going into my property because, as you look, my property Dog Legs over toward the south. With that being said, now I've got that deal to deal with all the water runoff. He came in and told us how he wants to be our neighbors and be our friends. I'm sorry, but I've made three contacts with him and talked to him three different times about the issue of the property line in the last 7 months. He said he would get with me, and he never has. That tells me he is not about to be our neighbor and going to help us out in this situation. Bee Creek Road is over-traveled, and now, if you go 7 months ago when we were here, since 7 months ago, we have Corporate Place that was completely renovated. Corporate Place now has three more buildings going up, which is less than right around 100 yards from where he's building. Corporate Place will have semi-trucks coming in and out, and that plus they have four buildings of offices being built. That adds who knows how much more traffic. We have the Tabernacle Church that just built right across the street from that property. That Tabernacle Church, because I can see those roads, that Tabernacle Church sits anywhere from 20 to 50 being a new church with traffic in its parking lot. It will grow. You have right beside the Tabernacle Church, you have the storage units all day long. Trucks, trailers, U-Hauls come in and out of there. Now, if we go down to Stinger Road, which is the road just right at the edge of my property heading back east, Bee Creek Apartments, which houses, has 224 units. They average between 400 and 450 cars, but that's not the problem. Right now, right sit there on Stinger Road is an RV park going in. Right at the end of RV, where you turn to go to Bee Creek, is a giant RV park. So now we're going to have 40-foot, 44-foot motorhomes, fifth wheels, camper trailers on a road that is too narrow for all of us to go on because you have to go into the oncoming. I have to go on the oncoming cars lane to get my camper out of my driveway. So now you have Stinger Road, and you have all of that happening on Stinger Road, which is just right there by his property. You have the Boys and Girls Club. Boys and Girls Club right now has 307 kids enrolled in it. Now that's 307 kids with parents coming, picking up and dropping off, which is probably right about 80 yards from the entrance to that apartment complex that they're trying to do. That there is just another problem on Bee Creek when you get tired mothers and tired fathers that are picking up their kids in busy traffic. I have to dart out of my driveway to get in and out of that road, Bee Creek. It's that busy. The commissioner turned it down because two of the commissioners that turned it down sat on that road and saw how busy it was. Our law enforcement officers down there tell us this road is way too busy. Now, when you go back up to Corporate Place, just up the road, between there, you also have the hotel on Church Road.
Sir, you're hitting your 4 minutes, so if you can summarize up.
Okay, so summarize it up. I know we need progress in our community. I know that. But to survive for our cities and our counties to survive. But such a thing as balance in progress. We don't live in New York. We don't live in Chicago. There is a ton of real estate open that you can move, that this land, that Bee Creek, is not going to be overrun. If all of this goes on, there will be over 1,400 cars extra running up and down that road. You have a hotel back there that just turned into an apartment complex, and he's building two more units. All of that. I think the community needs to take and have the apartment complex out of the area. There's 33 acres sitting out on that access road by Ford that can be purchased, and you can build all the apartments you want out there, and it doesn't affect Bee Creek Road.
All right.
Okay?
Thank you. Appreciate it. Anyone else? Did I miss anyone else?
I'm Sharon Renier, Randy's wife. Same house. I have the same problem with the traffic. Mine's a little bit different as a woman and as a mom and as a grandma. My problem is I go to Boys and Girls Club and drop off our granddaughter, and I see those going in and out, right? Let me tell you what happened during COVID. All of a sudden, they changed their pickup schedule. You no longer could go inside the building. Just as the schools do, we all need to line up at the sidewalk and pick up your child. All the way down Bee Creek Road, way past the apartment complex, almost to Cozy Cove. So I'm sitting in my driveway trying to get out. That's a good 20 to 45 minutes during morning traffic for going to work. But I couldn't get out because they're just creeping. If I do get out, what do? Dart around and clear over here in this other lane? So it is crazy on Bee Creek Road. So my experience the other day, I go to Walmart, I'm coming home, and of course this has been on our mind very, very heavy. I'm coming home, I'm at Cozy Cove Bridge. Of course, there's that hump. You already have to have both hands on your wheel, right? This lady comes around the corner. She's so distracted because she's got somebody coming out of Cozy Cove, and there's a school bus sitting right here. She never even figured it out. She was watching traffic. She blew right on by. She didn't even slow down. That school bus driver is sitting there with her jaw hanging. This lady couldn't even figure out traffic enough to stop for the school bus. We don't need more.
Thank you. Anyone else? Applicant, want to come back up?
So I had an opportunity to listen to the comments, and I don't downplay any one of those comments, because I think the people that came up here to the microphone, they believe that what they're saying is true and that it ought to be considered in the planning process and decision-making process. But I also understand that this planning commission has a job to do. This planning commission has a difficult job, and that is making sure that when this county grows, because it's going to grow, that when it does grow, it grows appropriately. It grows in a managed way for good urban planning. That's what this project represents, good urban planning. Yes, there's going to be some issues with traffic on Bee Creek Road. Apparently, some of the folks that have more daily connection with that road are signaling that that's going to be a concern for them. But we also have that concern managed with other bodies that are in charge of our roadways and management and safe travel. That's not your burden alone to bear. And all considered, I think that if you're going to have growth, if you're going to have opportunity for people to have residents here in the area, this project represents a good plan to make that happen. Is everybody going to be happy with it? Probably not. But is it going to, generally speaking, benefit and create general welfare for the area? I believe it will. And that's kind of the mission that we have tonight, is to plan in that fashion. Any other questions for me?
No question.
Yes.
So the project that's laid out, is it exactly the same as before, or has changes been made to it at all?
There was a concern about having two ingress-egress points from the development onto Bee Creek Road. And to address that, because that could create more opportunity for pull-out situations and whatnot if you have two close entrances, we changed that plan. So now, based on recommendations that were provided to us, we've got basically one entry and exit point for the apartment complex. Now, what that means is the folks that are in apartments that are kind of in that southeastern corner, they're going to have a little bit of negotiation to make it to their exit. In other words, they're going to have to, you know, slowly navigate the parking lots and parked cars to get to their point of exit or entry. But Again, that's an accommodation that this developer was willing to put on this development to address issues with access onto Bee Creek Road.
Same number of buildings?
Yes, it's laid out like that. Or is,
we have one less.
One less?
We divided it into phase one, phase two. And to be honest, phase two may be garages rather than apartment buildings. Just working with engineers, looking at how the land lays.
Excuse me, sir. I need you to respect the process and the people that are speaking. You had your opportunity. Are you okay with that? Thank you. Sorry.
So apparently there has been some modification to the structures and the design structure planning for the development. And again, we're here on zoning, and I get this all the time when I come to zoning and even commission hearings. We're talking about zoning. There's a lot of things that are going to happen in the development process, not the least of which is my client's obligation to follow all the regulations and all the impositions that he must follow to get permitted and to basically get this development done and accomplished and constructed. He's intending to do all that. There's a host of regulations he's going to have to follow that address many of the concerns that the neighbors have. We're here tonight on zoning. And, you know, it's very possible during the design development phase and working with officials from the county that there will be tweaks to this plan. It's not set in stone and carved in stone at this point in time. But our hope is that with officials of the county and making sure we follow all the regulations and being a good neighbor, that we're going to put a nice development together that this body will be proud of when it's done.
So was the proposed slowdown lane and merge lane, was that in the last plan?
MECO Engineering just added it, and you can see it just north and south of the entrance there.
How long is it? The lane?
It doesn't have a length at this stage of the game, it would be the proper length needs to be when we actually design it, but we didn't actually do the design of it yet. It's just showing that it's proposed that it's going to be put in.
Well, to me, I mean, I would like to have some idea. I mean, you're talking 100 feet, that's nothing. If you're talking 400 or 500 feet, that's something where people can get out of the way and get out.
Right. I mean, more than likely, you're probably talking about 300 feet somewhere in that neighborhood. But I like I said, it hasn't actually been designed at this stage because it hasn't even been, we haven't even gotten it zoned, so the money hasn't been spent to do the actual design of that slowdown lane and the access lane.
Okay.
Speeding up.
But you're saying you think it would be a minimum of 300 feet?
Probably, at least, yeah.
I mean, if you look to scale there, it looks like about 100 feet.
Right. I
mean, this wasn't drawn to scale because it was. Yeah.
I mean, that just basically looks like you can get out of the way
versus
having some room for a couple cars to get out of the way.
Or not driving a creek head.
Yeah.
I recall that first meeting we had, and the same issue Mr. Horton brought up that was brought up at this meeting, and the developer, I can't remember the exact, but they were going to get together with Mr. Rose and they're going to look this thing out for his driveway. And according to him, nobody ever.
It's the first time hearing of it tonight. I didn't know about it. So I promise it wasn't my ball that got dropped. But
you talk about Randy's driveway on the north? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've talked to him 2 or 3 times on the phone the last couple of months. Most recent time I talked to him, I let him know I'd come out and look at the survey pins. MECO Engineering came out, just located, and if it wasn't there, added. We were missing one on the south east corner. Added that one. Staked it. I went and looked at it. It's outside his driveway. And then I let him know 7 months ago and 3.5 months ago that, hey, I'm going to help you get in your driveway. I've got plenty of room. If you can put Bee Creek Apartments up there next to my proposed site layout, they've got to have double the density that I'm proposing. So if you remember, we added a property fence completely around the property. I bumped it from 6 to 8 feet, and I put it on my plat, even though we're talking about zoning here, and I'm going like I'm trying to get a building permit. I understand that, but I want everyone comfortable with what I'm doing. So 8-foot property fence, my building's all turned so that